and philosophy. In this book, he reveals what the necessary elements are to be a true artist. Recognizing the details of artistic excellence implies no cliches or shallow content, just truth and depth of thought. This roadmap to artistry is what the book is about. Richie is a true believer in what he says because he's been performing, studying, talking, teaching about music for decades and can back everything up. He is one of the great explainers of difficult concepts that can be understood both in academia and on the street. His clever use of metaphorical images like the tree, the heart, etc., all to reinforce the text is powerful and quite imaginative. The contents of this book are usually not discussed much, but the world needs these words and thoughts to inspire. When Richie and I get into our language together, both musically and otherwise, our speed of reaction / execution is rightfully legendary. We come from the same peapod, loving to talk and write about jazz and, of course, perform it. I've learned a lot of what I know from our discussions, especially as we were growing artistically 50-plus years ago and counting. This book presents an overview of the creative landscape which will be encountered on one's path towards artistic excellence. The text goes into detail concerning how to use these concepts in a practiced and practical manner. I can tell you one thing for sure about the code. He has one of the fastest brains around and a great sense of wit, kind of Woody Allen-like. I am forever grateful to have Richie in my life, and I am better because of it. You will be affected similarly as well. Beware, this is not a walk in the park. One's art is one's life. They are the same. Good one, Code.
Introduction by Michael Lake. This framework was born out of a number of recorded telephone conversations between Richie in his home in Hessheim, Germany, and me in Phoenix, Arizona. 3 months after creating the first section of this book, My 10 Essential Tips for Jazz Mastery, Richie recorded the sections Root, Flower, Fruit, and Heart, Ear, Hand. All three conversations are included in this expanded volume. The two additional topics provide a critical complement to the 10 essential tips, starting with the fact that the 10 tips are the root of the tripartite root, flower, fruit. The 10 essential tips section is an overview of the things Richie has learned about teaching jazz piano. Richie had teachers early on, but ultimately taught himself to play jazz with the help of his friends. Richie will tell you that part of your skill as a musician is to know how to teach yourself. You're your only available 24/7 teacher, so get good at it. Root, flower, fruit is a metaphor that applies to musical study and how to think of one's learning and development over the short, medium, and long term. These are three important stages in the life of an accomplished jazz musician, and Richie explains what each stage entails and how to know when you're reaching the flower and fruit stages of your playing. Heart, Ear, Hand is Richie's analysis of the lightning-fast process that defines the skill of a jazz musician, that of translating one's emotional state into musical lines, rhythm, and harmony. This tripartite refers to the complete path of 1. The emotion coming from the heart, 2. Hearing the instant musical translation in one's inner artistic ear, to 3. The physical act of faithfully reproducing that music on one's instrument. The text within is a lightly edited version of Richie's verbatim discussion with me. The edits are meant to clarify and to make it easier to read, but the concepts, examples, and admonishments are as if you're hearing them directly from Richie's own lips, minus some of the more colorful language that makes Richie so much fun to listen to. Michael Lake. Section 1. My 10 Essential Tips for Jazz Mastery. Number 1. Technique. Technique regards everything that you have to do to get your chops together for your instrument, on any instrument. Of course, this is skewed toward piano, but it can be for all. For the piano, it means exercises like scales and arpeggios, the Hannon, the Behringer exercises. I have a whole book of special contrary motion exercises that I got from my teacher long ago. You must do exercises like these religiously. This is one of the things you must do every day. Working on your technique is important to do as the very first part of your practice routine. As far as what time and how long, that's personal. But in general, I think the best thing